5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, and everybody who's listening should know that that's not the correct time. The correct time is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and if this is your first time tuning in, let me just tell you right off the bat that you're always going to hear the wrong time. Because it's always 1930. Something else you will often hear are my car keys. That's right. I just pulled into where? Herrenhaven. We're looking for dudes today. We gotta find some dudes. And I've already had an interesting 15 minutes. Something weird happened to me on the way over here. I don't live very far away from Herrenhaven. It's not even 2 miles. And all I gotta do is drive out my neighborhood and go through this apartment complex and then cross the big street and then here we are. And I should tell you that on the way here, I did see four turkeys. I saw four turkeys just up the street. So maybe we'll see something today. Maybe we gotta find us some marmots. As of for right now, I'm sneaking around the building. I'm sneaking around the other side so we can kind of creep up here to see if there's any mottis hiding around here in the bocage or the caterpillar garden. The caterpillar garden's kind of new. It's this other sort of garden. There's a lot of gardens at Herrenhaven. We're also close to the road. As you hear the traffic drive by. And I'm sneaking up on the bocage. I'm walking by a known marmot den, but I don't see any signs of any marmot usage. Here are some screens. Why are these? I mean, like screening screens for screening aggregate, whatever. All here in the big wood pile. So I'm sneaking up onto the bocage here. We're going to look for some mottis. Are we going to find any mottis in the bocage today? And then I got to tell you this weird story of what just happened to me. So I'm looking under all the logs. Okay, I do not see any mottis. I'm looking. I don't see any mushrooms either. Did it rain overnight? The ground seems soft. Of course, I got some sinus issues. And all these logs of the bocage are cooking down so much that, man, there's not going to be much left. And, of course, there's a golf ball. We're not looking for golf balls, but, of course, we found a golf ball. And as I look further back out onto the forest floor, I see another golf ball. This makes perfect sense because right across the street, I can see it from here, is a golf course. And I'm trying to see one, there's another golf ball. I'm trying to see one particular hole. Like that hole right there, that looks like that's been cleaned out. Like that's been cleared and maybe there's mottis or a motti in it. I wish I could get down there. I can't really get down into there. I can't even get a good angle for viewing. You know, there's like obviously there's no marmot sticking its head out right now, otherwise I'd be freaking out, but geez, from what I can tell, that den seems like it's in use, and that makes sense. That would be a good one. Yeah. Uh-huh. Is there a motti down there? I think there's a motti down there. Alright, so let me tell you what just happened to me. While I was driving over here, This was less than 10 minutes ago. This was less than 5 minutes ago. Wow. big tree down, big tree branch down on there. Which way do we want to go? Do we want to go through the forest? Yeah, we got to stay out of the sun. It's a nice day, but I still need to stay out of the sun. Real borderline temperatures. Okay, so I'm driving over here. Okay, I leave my neighborhood. I cross the bridge that goes over the interstate. And I've got to drive through this little residential neighborhood. And there's this big apartment complex I got to drive through. And this whole time, as soon as I sort of turned onto, what is that, like Sprague Street? I noticed that there was a guy on a motorcycle ahead of me, about 100 yards. And he's, you know, biker guy. He looks like a biker guy. He's a big bear of a dude. And he's got a big bushy beard. And he's riding a Harley Softail, a motorcycle, a hog, right? And so, I didn't really think anything of it. I'm just, you know, okay, there's a motorcyclist way up there. It's not like I have to worry about hitting him or anything like that. And so I'm going through the apartment complex, and I can see the guy ahead of me, and we get to this one little, like, intersection, and I thought he was going to turn right, and I was going to keep going straight. All right, hold on a second. I can see a log back there that's covered in something. I think it's orange mat caprinus, but it's like 15 meters away. It's in thick forest. We're not going to be able to get out there. Oh, wow. Look at this little... Oh, geez. All right, hold on a second. On this stick, on this log, on this tiny little log on the side of the path here, we've got a little fungus action. We got some fungus action. What do we have? We've got wolf's milk slime. Tiny, tiny bits of it. And so, what am I doing? I went macro. I got my camera, and I want to change the flash. And I got to put it on macro so I can take close-up pictures. And let's get this little blob of it right here. And how close can I get? I forget. I think I can only be about 10 centimeters away. No, focus on the mushroom, not on the leaf next to it, you dumbass. See, I got the smartest camera ever. And all I want to do is to take a picture. Oh, it can't focus because the light's coming in the wrong... Okay, fine. Take a picture of these guys over here, then. There we go. Click. That's not a very interesting photograph, but, you know, whatever. It's not like I don't have tons of pictures of this stuff anyway. Anyway, it just looks like two big sort of pink blobs. When I say big, I mean, you know, the biggest one being 8 millimeters in diameter. I'm looking back into the forest. Anybody in here? Are there any dudes in here? Where are my dudes? I'm looking for deers. I'm looking for turkeys. I'm looking for marmots, skunks, foxes, minks. Come on, we gotta find something today. Although I did already see 3 turkeys. I'm good. I've made my quota. I saw 4 turkeys. We just need to find some animals during dubious goals committee. All right, so where was I in the story here? Oh, yeah. So we're driving through the apartment complex, and I'm watching this motorcyclist ahead of me. And he's going to turn right at this intersection. Or at least I thought he was going to turn right at the intersection. Basically, he sort of turned right and then came around to do a U-turn. And he was just going to come back the direction that I was approaching, right? All right. We're going off path here. I need to check something out. The ground is soft. I think it rained. We're probably not supposed to be up here, but nobody else is watching, so I'm not a bad influence. We're coming up here close to Totoro's house. It's over there. His house is over there. I just want to check for dudes back here. I don't see any dudes. But there's lots of little paths in here. There's been lots of moving around in here. I'm right on the other side of the billabong. I'm on the opposite side that we usually get to. I'm going to come right up to the billabong and look around. Well, there's nobody in the back of the billabong, dude-wise. So I'm going to just turn around and get back on the path. Okay, back to the story. So the guy is turning around, and he's turning around in the intersection that I am now approaching. Okay, so no problem. There's still plenty of space between us. He gets the bike turned around as I'm approaching the intersection, and right when I'm about, I don't know, like 15 or 20 meters in front of him, he's got the bike turned around, oriented back, coming my way. But he leans it over. He dumps it. He crashes, so to speak. But all that he really does is he just sort of falls over onto his side. Because, well, it's complicated, but you know how it is. There's sort of a critical velocity that you have to maintain with a motorcycle. This guy was in a tight turning radius, and he was pointing back uphill. And it's kind of a chopper, so it can't turn as quite as sharp as it needs to turn. And he doesn't quite have the velocity, and he doesn't quite gas it. And he lays it down. Right in front of me. And when I say right in front of me, I don't mean like right in front of my car. I'm not in any danger of hitting the guy. But, you know, 10 yards in front of me, yeah, he's in the other lane. And I'm just like, oh, holy crap. Okay, right? Okay, there goes some geese flying over. I've walked out onto the Mulhouse property to check for turkeys. I don't see any, but all the weeds and grass are really high, so we wouldn't be able to see anything in here anyway. The big question now is, should we go out to the boardwalk? So, you know, before I can really react, I'm driving by this guy who is now laying in the street with a motorcycle on top of him. Not any old motorcycle, you know, a Harley. It's a big motorcycle. It's, you know, 250 kilos. It's an easy 600 pounds, right? So I stop. I pull up about another, you know, 10 yards or so, 10 meters. Stop my car on the side of the street. And I forgot to turn it off. I was kind of freaked out. Okay. I'm rounding this path that goes around the sub pond. There are ducks in the sub pond. Close up ducks. There's a close duck here. There's frogs in the weeds. Hi, ducky. We've got some good water levels back here. And then further over here into the sub pond, we got ducks on logs, big ducks, ducks in the middle of the pond. We got half a dozen ducks on the log and about seven ducks swimming around on the pond. Okay, that's awesome. Let's go out to the boardwalk. Haven't been out on the boardwalk for a while. I think there's somebody here though, so we might run into a person. Not that it matters, because I've already exposed myself to the disease today. Because I have now jumped out of my car. Ooh, a squirrel just jumped out in front of me. I was hoping it was a marmot, and it's not. All right, out onto the boardwalk we go. So I have jumped out of my car, and I'm approaching this guy who has sort of crawled out from underneath his motorcycle. So I'm happy about that. Okay, I'm walking out over the water on the boardwalk. Oh, there's two little turtles on that little stick right there. Oh, they're little turtle dudes. They're tiny. These are some small turtles. So I'm going to take out my camera. They're so far, they're so tiny, it can't focus on them. That's a 10 centimeter and an 8 centimeter turtle. Little guys. There's a lot of cattails growing up around here. I don't want to spook these guys, so I'm just going to slowly back away. I don't want to hassle my turtle buddies. So I'm looking out on the water and I'm not seeing anything else. I'm not seeing any other action. A lot of cattails growing up. That's good. That's good. Coming out a little bit further this year than they have in the past. All right, back to the story. As I'm approaching this guy, he has sort of crawled up from under his motorcycle. Good, because I'm doubting I can lift that motorcycle. And at the same time, another guy is walking up. A pedestrian who was just sort of walking through the area. And this guy is awesome. He's really tall. And he's got on a bulletproof vest. And he's got a knife clipped to it. I'm like, yeah. You rock, homie. All right, that little duck, he saw me. He said, oh, I gotta swim away. What kind of duck is it? It's a teal. So we're asking the guy who has fallen if he's okay. And he's sort of breathing weird. And I'm thinking, oh, God. I go into emergency management mode. And we managed to assess that this guy is sort of okay. His knee is messed up, but his knee is a messed up pre-existing condition. And we get the bike back up. Managed to stand the bike back up. Got the kickstand down. The guy is having difficulty. But he's just standing there, leaning up against his bike, breathing heavily. And not moving well. So I'm still trying to talk to the guy, you know, trying to make sure that he's not in shock or anything. Because that's what it kind of looked like. Right? It was just weird. And so I hung out with this guy for a while. And he took out his cell phone and he called someone that was either following him or close by. And said, oh, she's coming. And, you know, I'm talking to the guy. I'm like, look, do we need to get you? What about your knee? Do we need to get you to a hospital right now? And he's like, no. It's functional. I just can't put any weight on it. And this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, okay. No. This guy's seeming like he's okay. And then, you know, like 2 or 3 minutes after he made his little phone call, a woman pulled up in a car, started talking to him. I'm like, okay, this guy's good. You know, they're going to switch. She's going to jump on the bike, take it home. He's going to drive the car home. Everything was fine. But I was scared to death there for a minute. I'm now in the wall blind, looking over the back of the billabong. I can see where I was. That's where we were standing minutes ago. And there's no action back here. No dudes. I'm just glad we got to see some ducks today. Ooh. So the guy survived. And I kind of now thinking that maybe I should have stuck around there to watch to see what happens. But no. Oh, hey, there's fungus on this tree. Yay. Yay, fungus. Grow, my fungusy brothers. I had some interesting adventure today. There's a frog. Hi, Froggy. That whole thing kind of scared me. Watching that bike go down, I knew what happened immediately. Because he made this big swooping turn, and it's like, God damn it. Yo. I'm still kind of freaked out about it. Not freaked out in sort of some kind of weird, oh, I was so scared, or anything like that. So much as the adrenaline kicks in. You know, when you go into emergency management mode, you know, the adrenaline starts to pump. And now I'm just trying to shake that off. Like I said, this all just happened minutes before you heard me start talking. So yeah, that was weird. We almost had a really interesting dubious goals committee. That would have been weird, you know. Hello, it's 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm driving to the hospital. Not for myself, but I'm actually driving a biker that I found laying in the street. I see movement over there. Hold on. Up, squirrel. Okay, whatever. That would have been weird. That would have been a weird way to start a show. Live from the hospital. And I am not the patient. Nobody would believe it. Everybody would say, wait, we're having dubious goals committee at the hospital? And this episode is not about Tobe? That's not... This is fiction. Oh my god. So, What was the takeaway from all this? What did we learn today? What have we learned from helping people today? Well, here's one thing you need to know. When I jumped in the car to come over here today, I thought, oh, I'm not going to wear my mask because I'm not going to be hanging out with people. And anybody I do run into, if I do run into them, I can hide from them. I can stay away from them. I can stay, you know, a good couple meters away from them. And so I won't need a mask. So I didn't wear a mask. And so what's the first thing that happens to me today? The first interaction I have? That's right. I get out of the safety of my car to go have physical contact with two other people who, of course, are not wearing masks. Have I contracted? What the hell's that smell? And what was that sound? I don't see anything. Have I contracted COVID-19 from being a good Samaritan? I hope so. That would be hilariously ironic. That would be a really typical Tobe way to die. The stupid Tobe way to die. I'm going to die some stupid way. I'm not going to ever die in some cool manner. And regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware of how I would like to die. My ideal death. My ideal death would, of course, be to be attacked and eaten by a large predatory cat. Like a tiger. Or a snow leopard. Snow leopard would be the best one. What was Tobe doing? Oh, he was up in the Himalaya Mountains, playing his, you know, stupid cigar box guitar on the top of a mountain. He's trying to be cool. Next thing you know, he gets attacked by a snow leopard. Wow, is he okay? No, he's dead. He got eaten. Yeah, we don't recover the body. But all you can do then is just, you know, recover some cat poop. Here are the remains of Tobe. He used to be the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Now he's a pile of cat poop. That would be awesome. Best way to die ever. Best way to die ever. But you know what's going to happen? You know what's really going to happen to me? Is I'm going to be walking through the forest where nobody else is. I'm going to, you know, break my ankle or something stupid. I'm going to trip over a log while I'm looking for mushrooms, break my ankle, not be able to walk. And then, of course, I will just, then just die of exposure to the outside elements. That would not be fun. All right, let's go into the big blind and see what's going on out here. We'll sneak in here real quietly and see if we got any log action. Oh, we do have some log action. We got one, two. Well, that's about all I can see. I've got two western painted turtles on the logs. What else we got out here? What else we got out here today? Well, we saw some ducks over in the sub pond. No, there's no ducks out here today? There's no herons out here today. We don't have anything out here today. Where's all my buddies? Okay. We got... Oh, I see another turtle. I see two more turtles. But they're western painteds, not snappers. I can see an airplane. That's not anything interesting. All right, let's take the loop path and see what's going on up there. Not much going on at the pond today. Yeah. Ugh. I guess one good thing about, you know, dying in the forest, you know, not being eaten by a cat would be that, you know, maybe you'd get eaten by some other animals, something small and cool, maybe a bunch of marmots. I don't know how, no, marmots wouldn't eat you. Marmots are not carrion eaters. You'd end up, you know, being eaten by turkey vultures and, I don't know, maybe foxes or something. We're walking through the green tunnel as geese fly overhead. I'm trying to look down into the pond, but no, we can't really see anything because everything is blocked by lots of leafy leaves, lots of trees. And now we're at the point, or at the little spot where we like to look for scarlet cups. So I'm looking for scarlet cups. I do not see any scarlet cups. I can hear running water though. I can hear the little creek down in the ravine. This is one of the little... This is a little creek that is fed by a spring and also the rain runoff of the little streets over there. Huh. See, the thing of it is, the ground is nice and damp. Wait, what's this over here? Oh, no, it's a snail shell. I thought I found a mushroom, but no. Snail shell. Okay, yeah, little forest floor snails. Got a lot of them here. Got a lot of them here at Herrenhaven. Might as well call the place Snail Haven. You could. It would not be inaccurate. I can see some bugs as I continue on the loop path. Strange sounds up here. Strange bird sounds up here. Ugh. I got a duck, I got a bob, I got a weave. This is pretty overgrown up here. All right, top of the hill. Nothing going on. Looking for dudes and stuff. Found a spider in a spider web. But, okay, so we're having one of those days where we're not finding dudes. I'm kind of okay with that. We should have gone somewhere else. The funny thing is I spent half an hour thinking, where are we going to go look for marmots today? Where would the best place be? And then I thought, okay, well, the best place would probably be further upstream on the patio, this patio, the furthest west patio. Well, I guess this isn't the... Regardless, I thought, oh, yeah, okay, so I'll drive by Herrenhaven. Since I need to drive by Herrenhaven to get there, we'll drive by Herrenhaven. And since there was only two cars in the parking lot and one of them had people in it that were leaving, I thought, well, we might as well go to Herrenhaven today. That will be a fun thing to do for Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to find out what we're doing. We're going to be looking for mushrooms and marmots and all kinds of other things. Maybe we'll help some more bikers. Anyway, show's over. My name's Tobe. I gotta walk out of here, go home, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.